Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another short, bite-sized political podcast. I want to talk to you about one of my dear friends. Yes, Marcus Rashford, the Manchester United legend, the England football player and penalty taker extraordinaire, Marcus Rashford. Now, some bad people say you're just bitter about Marcus Rashford because he got you banned from Twitter. Well, was it him? I even wonder, because I read with some interest today that St. Marcus appears to have been caught out allowing a management company making tweets for him. Did you see this one? So it's kind of hilarious, basically. He's been caught out. Basically, his management company were tweeting on his behalf. Oh, what a surprise. And he was tweeting about the fact that he went to see the doctor on Friday for a consultation. All being well, I will get the green to join in with contract training again. That was from him. And then DN May Sports Management tweeted, light, as in green light, which was missing from the previous tweet from Marcus Rashford. So pretty prima facie evidence, my friends, pretty prima facie evidence that when it comes to St. Marcus Rashford, he's not doing anything like all his own tweets. He's paying, because he's super filthy rich, he's paying a management company to tweet for him. And he's not alone. Many of the top so-called celebs, sports people do this. They don't have the time, probably, to be able to tweet themselves. Some of them, I wonder, have they got the cogent grammar to be able to? Although, not that that matters much on Twitter, I suppose. So in this case, Rashford is buying to rights. People say, yeah, but it was just the one. It was just the one tweet. Come on, everybody. Let's be realistic here. This is just one occasion when the mask has dropped. And what we see is that the all the social justice hustling, it's not coming from Marcus per se, it's coming from his management company. Now, you then would have to say, well, you know, when it comes to this company, DLA May Management, who exactly are they? Who are they? Well, it turns out that they are quite active, with other celebrities as well, in promoting various causes. So they're essentially just an outlet that enables social justice warriors in sport to get opinions out. I also believe, I stand to be corrected, they were quite enthusiastic about BLM. So all of a sudden, we begin to see the dots being joined up. So when the liberals and the simpering sops on the media talk about, oh, we so admire Marcus, oh, he's so admirable. He really cares about kids getting free school meals. He's tweeting about it 24 hours. He's probably tweeting about it as he's running around the football pitch. Because in some instances, if you check in the past, some of his tweets have come at times when either a game has just finished or just started. And you would really wonder, is that actually when a top sporting person would be choosing to tweet? Really? But of course, no one pays. But the majority is most people don't focus on those things. They just swallow the impression being created that Marcus Rashford is intent. And he may indeed be intensely interested. I'm not saying he's not. What I am saying is he didn't make that tweet. It was a sports his management company that did that. I'm also suggesting that that may not be the first time that has happened. And so we don't actually know which tweets are from Marcus Rashford and which tweets are not from Marcus Rashford, even though they all appear on the Marcus Rashford timeline. That's why it's all such a fraud. It's all such a scam. And whenever we have, because he got an MBE, didn't he? MBE for his commitment Well, I mean, to social justice. Hey, surely his management company should have been given the MBE. Hey, Marcus, why not send your MBE or OBE, whatever the hell you've got, why not give that to your management company? Because they appear to be the people putting out all the content. And you just stand there and smile and act as if you are originating all your own tweets. One thing on Twitter, when I was on Twitter, just like when I'm in Gab and Getter and Parler, every word I write is my own. I'm not paying anyone to do it. Never have, never would. I stand over my own content. But here we have this great expose of Marcus Rashford. And, of course, the media are kind of doing their usual hoops. Well, a little bit awkward, but never mind. Let's move on. It was a bit of a boo-boo. These things happen. But I would suggest this is evidence of something much deeper, and it goes way beyond Marcus Rashford. It extends across a lot of the so-called celebrity environment. Some celebs and these top sports people, some of them do put out their own content, for sure, but many others don't. Many others employ hacks working for management companies to do that for them. And I think when we come to Marcus Rashford, we now fully see how it is that he's been able to tweet with such frequency in such circumstances, which seem completely incompatible with a Premier League footballer and indeed an international footballer. People won't care because most people will go, yeah, well, look, like this sort of stuff happens. But in doing so, what you're doing is you're sanctioning insincerity. You're going along with fakery. And actually, when it comes to the bottom line, you're allowing yourself to be played. Thanks for listening.